Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some forage test questions along with some exciting extension news and let everyone know of our calving school coming January 2022. But first, for today's Did You Know? That the full moon in November is traditionally called the Beaver Moon in the United States. The tradition goes back to North America's early colonial years, as it was during this time of the year that hunters would set their beaver traps for the last time before the lakes and water sources they lived in froze over. November is a bit of an interesting month when you think about it. We have a weather change, time change, along with Veterans Day celebration, and of course one of my favorite holidays, Thanksgiving. While we are still in the end of fall, we all know that winter is getting close, and so are the days of snow. In my livestock news, one of the more common questions I receive regarding testing of forages and other feedstuffs is, I have the sample, now what do I test for, and what analysis package should I select? The basic components that nutritionists need to evaluate a feedstuff or develop a ration are dry matter or moisture content, crude protein, an estimate of energy content of feedstuff, total digestible nutrients or TDN, net energy for maintenance, and net energy for gain, along with minerals, calcium, and phosphorus. The objective of testing for forages and feedstuffs is to prove our ability to meet the animal's nutrition requirements. The best method for evaluating the quality of feedstuff is feeding the feedstuff to the animal and evaluating the performance over a set of time under a specific set of conditions. Since that would not be cost-effective or timely, evaluating feedstuffs in a laboratory is the next best thing, and although it is not perfect, it is better than the "this looks like really good stuff" method of evaluating feedstuffs. Stop by our office and talk with me about your own forages and feedstuffs. In my extension news, we are hosting a statewide program to teach principles of determining cost of production, developing a marketing plan, purchasing crop insurance, and participating in farm programs, ARC and PLC. Participants will work with a Case Farm to apply these topics to a real-world farming operation. There will be an option fifth session to cover similar risk management principles for the beef cow-calf operations. The program will be in combination of broadcasted keynote speakers, local speakers, and facilitators to assist the completing of hands-on activity. The goal is for participants to acquire risk management skills that they can apply directly to their farming and ranching operations. For registration information about this agricultural series that will start in January, please call the Extension office. A $50 registration fee will cover all meals and the program material if registered before December 31st. In my cow-calf news, if your goal is to increase the number of live calves born, we do have a program for you. In anticipation of calving season, the K-State University Department of Animal Science and Industry and K-State Research and Extension will be having a calving school here in McPherson. This program will outline overall calving management that includes stages of the normal calving process and tips to handle difficult calving situations. K-State Research and Extension beef veterinarian Dr. A.J. Tarfoff said the goals include increasing producers' knowledge and practical skills and the number of live calves born if they need assistance. During the presentation, Dr. Tarfoff will show tips on when and how to intervene to assist the cow or heifer. We will also demonstrate proper use of calving equipment on a life-size cow and calf model. The program will include timely educational topics such as forage sampling analysis and vaccine care and handling. Six schools are planned throughout the state, and ours will be Thursday, January 13th, right here at the McPherson County 4-H Building, here in McPherson. Call the Extension office for all the details. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1000. 1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a good and happy Friday.